The Visiting Nurse Association of the Treasure Coast is marking its 35th anniversary this year. Anne Marie McChrystal, one of its organizers, first learned about home health care when she was training to become an operating room nurse in Miami.
We would make home visits in the outlying areas of Miami. We would take a little black bag and newspaper. If we were going to make four visits, you would fold up four different newspaper pages. That would be part of your little black bag. Because when you went into someone's home, the first thing you did was you laid out a double sheet of newspaper on the table, because you never knew if that table was very clean, but you always knew that the newspaper was what we considered quote-unquote sterile in those days. That's what you put your black bag down on, and that's when you opened up your black bag, your stethoscope, or whatever equipment you were bringing for the day. That's how we plied our trade.
Did it matter whether the newspaper had been read or not?
I don't think so, but it was mostly just the Morning Miami Herald, I think, at the time. I can remember one gal whose little boy was in this mobile home that I was visiting, making this home visit. Her little boy had a tape around his foot, and I said, has he had an infection or something? She said, yes, he cut himself outside on an old can, and I put fat back and a penny on it, and I wrapped it up, and it'll be just fine.
I've heard of that as a home remedy. What did you say to the lady?
I asked her if I could just untape it, that I had some clean dressings, and could I just look at it? She was very nice. She was expecting another baby. That's why I was there. Nevertheless, I did unwrap it, and I looked at it, and it actually looked like it was healing pretty well. I did put a clean dressing on it, and I told her that heretofore maybe fat back and a penny, but if it works, I guess it works. It's an old-fashioned remedy.
McChrystal and her husband, Dr. Hugh McChrystal, a urologist, moved to Vero Beach in the mid-1960s.
There were only 24 physicians in Indian River County, can you imagine? They're over 350 today.
A few years later, the late Marion Erchner moved to Vero Beach from Wisconsin, where she had served on a VNA board.
She determined that this community could really use a VNA, a home care agency. She put together a group of people and explained the concept of starting a VNA. Now, at that time, the physicians were beginning to not do house calls. They were spending more time in the office. To be perfectly honest, they were very suspect of having nurses take care of their patients in the home.
Why was that?
Well, I don't know if they thought maybe we were going to steal them away. Of course, we weren't. Or maybe it was just a matter of trust. They couldn't be over our shoulders to make sure that what we were doing was correct. However, I think they realized once we actually started home visits and they could see that what we were doing was benefiting their patients, and they weren't getting all those pesky phone calls at their office and at home from these patients with questions that were important to the patients but maybe were not as clinically important to the physician. So they started trusting the nurses at the VNA. We got more and more referrals, so the business just began to boom.
That was Anne Marie McChrystal of Vero Beach. The VNA got rolling in 1975 after philanthropist Dan Richardson donated $10,000 and the Gulf and Western Corporation did likewise at the behest of company executive Dale Sorensen. In that first year, the VNA had one nurse and one home health aide. Now, with more than 500 associates, it's one of the five largest employers in Indian River County. The VNA made 66,000 home visits last year alone. Go to WQCS.org anytime to hear past Flora Day shows. Just click on Audio Archive and then on Programs. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.